I am. Liv is here. Liv Burns here with me. She's going to talk about mostly about Activate UTS. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Firstly, we started with what's happening tonight?
Tonight we're bringing back live music and parties to the underground on a more permanent basis.
So tell me where the underground is. I mean, it's underground.
So the underground is underground. It's one of our two bars. Some of our older fans will know it as the Glass House back from, I think it rebranded in about 2014, 2015.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just literally on level 3 of the main building at UTS.
Brilliant.
It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So yeah, I called it a rave. You called it a rave. Tell me what's happening tonight.
So we recently, my boss and I sat down and we had a whole kind of chat about what we wanted our bars to look like going forward. We used to be a huge hub for live music pre-COVID and got absolutely wiped out, along with a lot of the venues in the area, unfortunately. But so we've just launched this new kind of event series called Underground Presents. So we're bringing back all of our big band nights, but tonight is our first bars party. So it's boiler style vibes, if anyone knows kind of the London boiler room. So
yeah.
We've got two rooms going downstairs, DJ decks middle of the dance floor, and we've got techno, DMB, and house all night. So, yeah.
Capacity for this one?
Capacity, we can go up to about 800 down the venue.
Damn.
It's a huge venue downstairs, really deceptive.
I love that. This is like proper back in it, like go out and party and forget about life until Sunday afternoon.
Well, that was kind of the vibes behind it, was we wanted to find some artists that quite kind of encompass the whole bringing that vibe back, where we knew that whether we had two people rock up or 800, the vibes were going to be good and everyone was going to have a good time. So
yeah,
we got some good local favorites. We've got Sal K coming in, and then we've also got people like the guys at Boys Who Cry coming and hopping on board for our last set. So
brilliant. And I saw it close at 2 a.m. so once you finish at 2 a.m. probably listen to ECR for Graveyard Shift. So you on today? No Graveyard tonight. Okay. We're keeping music going all the time here at 2ECR and at UTS. So 6 DJs paid to go into this one. You got tickets to buy?
So tickets for anyone at UTS is $5. Anyone outside is $10.
What?
We do have the discount code. So if you use BarsFam22 on the Activate website, you do get $5 off your ticket.
BarsFam Activate. $5 off your potentially like $10 or $5 ticket.
Pretty much. It's not realistically. We were having a look at it the other day and we're doing $1 pizza slices, like $7.50 filter.
Get me there
spinners.
Now. I'm out.
The guys are getting behind us at Filter. They're absolutely lovely and they're hooking us up.
Filter guys are great. Shout out to Filter for
sure.
They are.
They're gorgeous. We was having a chat with Callum the other week and I was like, so is there any way we can sneak in on some of your promos for summer? So we've got two of their raspberry sour kegs that have just been dropped off for tonight.
It's
an underground exclusive as far as we're concerned for tonight. So yeah.
Yeah,
can confirm.
What time does it start?
8.
Oh.
I can get you in earlier though.
No, it's okay. Well, hang on. Maybe for the sours I might. So that's just one event that you guys are doing. So tell me about some of the other things we've got coming up.
So coming up, we've got the band nights coming back to Underground. So a couple of days before Radiothon, we're kicking off on the 5th of October.
Mm-hmm.
Currently still working on the lineup, but we've got Garden of Youths, who are a really cool up-and-comer band that we had get in contact with us.
Cool.
We checked them out. From memory, they're a bunch of young guys from the inner west, and they've just got the coolest, absolute coolest, like, underground rock sound that I've heard in a long, long time.
Yep.
So we've got them on board, but one of our friends, Matt, who is the lead singer of Doe and the Scapegoat, he's one of our supervisors, and he's an absolutely incredible contact for bands. So you know the music's going to be good if he's got anything to do with it.
Fantastic. So you got the music side hooked up. We were talking about Comedy's comeback as well.
Yeah. So that's our second bar that we've got on campus. So mm-hmm. she opens generally at 4 and we do happy hour till 6 and then we kick off Comedy every second Thursday from 7.
So, I mean, like, there's so much to do. Why do you think it's important to have these kind of events?
Well, I think it's really important that, at least from a space and an event point of view, if I've got the platform and if I've got the spaces to really, you know, help the music community find a platform that they can have access
Very
to.
True.
Like, we're so close to Central. We're pretty much in the heart of it. My whole team are lovely. I think I'm a little bit biased, but my entire bars team are incredible. And so, at least to me, coming from an arts background, it is so important that if we have the ability to provide platform and if we've got the spaces to provide, you know, huge events and band nights and parties and comedy and like every Friday at the moment, we've got the amazing Ben performing acoustically at Loft. So we do that every Friday night.
I can hear them sometimes. It's so good.
They're pretty cool. But if we've got the ability to provide platform, why wouldn't we? Is the way that we see it at the bars. And why wouldn't we support our local artist community? Because they do. They give back so much to us too. So
that's such an amazing reason to do that. So how do you find out about the events? Where do we go to?
So we generally use the Activate UTS website. You can literally Google Activate UTS. Otherwise, you can find us through any of our socials. So we've got the Underground UTS, the Loft, or the Activate UTS main socials if you hook us up.
Mm-hmm.
Or just generally through kind of the UTS networks. We're open 5 days a week and we're always keen for people to pop in, chat, and ask what's going on.
Okay, I should check which 5 days of the week are you guys open?
Monday through Friday. We do Saturdays occasionally, but that's more for special events.
Yeah, sure.
We're working on it though.
Yeah, okay. Some extra work for people. Liv, that's pretty amazing. Is there anything else you wanted us to make note of? I think you've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I think that we've kind of gone through a lot of it.
Yeah, you've done exceptionally well. That is impressive. And I mean, look, I think it's going to be so fun. So tonight's the first one, kicking it off, starts at 8 o'clock, special beer from Filter. That's always good. And 6 DJs. Is there anyone you're looking forward to seeing?
So we've got, unfortunately, one of our guys actually had a bit of a family issue kind of last minute.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty excited about seeing Harry Martin. He's one of the DJs I literally stole from a society event we had come through a couple months back. I felt a bit like a stalker. I went up to him and this guy's looking at me. He's like, "Who are you?" I was like, "I promise I work here. Can I get your Insta? Like, I really liked your set." And it took about 5 minutes for me to convince him I wasn't just some scary stalker that was gonna like follow him on Instagram
or
and
just
like
turn up to every gig.
But no, and he's been absolutely incredible to work with. Like, every time I open my Instagram, I've got a DM from him, which is just so keen and so like friendly and so ready to get involved, and he always brings good vibes wherever he goes.
And good vibes is an important rule for all these events, right?
So we've just officially finally got all of our good vibe policies up between the bathrooms and the bars.
Love it.
Policy is no bad vibes, no dickheads, anything that you do that, like, realistically, our whole focus in the bars is creating a really diverse and welcoming environment. And if you're not part of that, well, too bad, so sad, like, is the way that we see it. But no
it's good, and it makes people feel safe, you know? And it sounds like a lot of fun. Liv, thank you so much. I know you've got a lot to do this evening, so I won't hold you up, but you're welcome anytime to tell us about these events. So Activate.
Thank you.
And thank you. Awesome. Good job.
Really, thank you.